The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Burt Show.
Y'all, this new Netflix show had me in a chokehold.
What is it?
I could not turn away. It is called Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare. And just when you probably think you have heard every catfishing story there could be, this one goes to a whole different level.
So it was very reminiscent of the college football player that got catfished.
Yes. Okay, Manti Te'o.
Yes. So Mo had sent us this, and he and I are like here when it comes to like documentaries we like. Like he and I tend to like the same stuff.
Absolutely.
So when he sent that, this was like he was all in. I was like, all right, I take your recommendation strongly. And so I watched it last night, mm-hmm. and it's like an hour and a half documentary about catfishing. And bless this woman's heart who puts herself out there, because you could watch this and just be like, this is so embarrassing. Like, how did this go? 8 years.
Eight years. All started from a meeting on Facebook.
Yep.
Because I'm trying not to give too much away for those who want to watch it, but just imagine you meet somebody on Facebook and every part of your life, like her social life, was dictated by this man whom she had never even met.
But here's the thing, and Amber's told her story also, our producer Amber, who was catfished for like 3 years, right?
8 years.
Amber was?
Yes, but it was a real person, correct?
I don't know if we ever got closure on that.
Well, let's get her down here.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I thought like it was a catfish, but I thought that the last time when we talked about it on air that this was an actual person. Talked about it on the air.
We'll bring her back. We'll bring her down. But I mean, if you are in a long distance relationship like this, how do you go that long without at some point or another saying, hey, let's meet up.
Mm-hmm. All right. She was in a place because she's a woman who is in a culture where you get married young, and like you're as a woman, your worth is your marriage, right? Yep. And so she's like in her early 30s and she is not married and she's feeling this pressure and she just wants to find her one. And I think it kind of put her in this, I don't want to say desperate, because she's not desperate. She was just
very loyal.
Yes.
To the idea of being married, because it was such a big thing in her family. And she thought that this was her guy.
Yeah. And the twists and turns and the level of manipulation and like what this person, and when you find out who the person is that did it, let's just say the call was coming from inside the house.
Oh, man, it's shocking.
It is really so messed up. I mean, and this poor woman, so what she's doing, like the whole reason behind this documentary isn't just to tell her story, because there's a podcast and now there's this documentary. She wants to toughen up laws for catfishing online. Mm-hmm. Like she wants people to actually have to face charges for the manipulation. She lost a stupid amount of weight. She got really sick. She lost her job. She lost friends. Like she isolated herself from her family. Like, this really gravely affected her life, right? And she lost her prime childbearing years. Mm. Like, she wants to be a mom so bad. And for 8 years, she's, like, invested in this person that exists.
Yeah, the person does exist.
But doesn't exist.
At the same time.
But then I think the question is, if it's really important for you to have kids and to actually be married, then why not meet in person at some point?
When you watch it, right, you will understand.
Because I had the same exact question when I started watching it, but at the end of it, it'll make sense to you.
And it's called Sweet Bobby?
Sweet Bobby, My Catfish Nightmare.
Okay.
Okay,
Amber, so we've got like conflicting memories of your catfishing situation, and I could tell by the way you walked in here how sheepish you are. If you don't want to talk about it again,
no,
we don't
it's
to.
Totally fine, because it is very embarrassing. But my time at that time, I was living in Los Angeles. I was not in a good mental space. All this only happened when I was in L.A. It never happened when I was here in Georgia.
Everything bad happens in L.A.
Yeah, pretty much.
Abby was right.
It was like 8 years.
But was this a real person you were talking to, or was this somebody pretending to be somebody else?
This was a real person, okay, which was lucky for me. They weren't, I guess they kind of were pretending to be somebody else, but I knew that it was an actual person that wasn't in my actual circle. That I can say for fact.
Okay, so now I'm so confused.
At what point after you guys were talking, because to me it would feel, and again, I think the victims in these catfishing have one thing in common. It's that they're sort of at emotional rock bottom, which is yes, what you were saying you were at.
Oh, I hated myself. And I honestly thought that was the best I can do. And I was also alone. I was living in Los Angeles. Everyone I knew and trusted was on the East Coast. I was trying to figure out things. And this person was saying all the right things, the things that I needed to hear at that time, believing in me, or when at least I thought they did. And I was prime real estate for being a fool. I hated myself, so I just sat there and wasted my time. So
at what point, I'm sorry, at what point did you question, like, okay, every time I want to go and visit this person, or anytime they want to come see me, something happens. How long into it before you're like, okay, something doesn't feel right here, if this went on for 8 years?
Every single time. But I think a lot of people, what they don't understand is how low I was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tear up thinking about it, because I wasted my youth. I wasted a lot. Oh, you know, man. I thought that this person was going to be someone that I could be with. Like, I thought this was my person. And I made up a lot of, I guess, excuses for them, for me, because it's just like Abby talks about all the time in the breakup breakdown. Sometimes people will stay with something that is not good for them because they put so much time into it. So they want that time mm-hmm. to be worth something. Mm. And because I was alone in Los Angeles, I already kind of felt, I hated myself. I wanted to die. And this is the only person at the time who I felt that I could tell anything to. When I did, there was a trust there, even though there was no trust there. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to understand, but I was in a low place, and I now I'm just very cognizant of my time. Because before, I was living alone. I was in a studio apartment. I had a job I hated that I worked from home, and I was isolated all the time. So that was literally my only, I guess, line to quote unquote love, because I didn't think I was worth it.
And only thing making you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Was this fake relationship.
I thought that was the best I could do, because who could possibly love someone like me? So I stuck it out because I thought that's all I could get. And so all that time was wasted.
I was curious as to every time you would try to meet this person or take the relationship to the next level, like, how did they carry these excuses for so long?
You can't really put logic to my answers, because there is no logic. You just want to believe something so bad because of what you think it could be. You just dig your toes in and hope to God that it's worth it. And unfortunately for me, it just wasn't. She gave me the same bullcrap excuses. My phone doesn't work, or the forward facing camera isn't working, or I can't get off work. It's always something. And in the back of my mind, I always knew it, but I did not think I was worth more, so I just accepted it.
Well, did you ever figure out who it was?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
And did you ever confront them?
Oh, yeah. I asked them a bunch of questions. I wanted to know why. And the answers, honestly, even though I know the answers, they weren't good enough, because that is the most time, you can't get that back. No. My youth was gone, all of that.
I sincerely recommend you watch Sweet Bobby, because what like by you putting yourself out there and sharing your story, by her putting herself out there, because she said, like, this is not easy to talk about.
No, it's like, so embarrassing.
There's, but like, it's so important to talk about, because she does. She, what she's doing now is she's advocating for stronger laws against catfishing, because it's a crime.
Facts.
Like, it's a crime.
And the ramifications last a long time, the ripple effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, here Amber is, and you're how many years removed from this?
We have not been together for like 4 or 5 years.
And it still hurts to talk about.
It does, because all that time is gone. And I regret it. It's one of the biggest regrets of my life is that time that I wasted.
Regret's like not your story and her story at the end, there's just a, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't cut it.
The Burt Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
All over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.